Okay, Michael's calling us from South Seattle. Hi, Michael.
Yes, doctor. If one uses catheters, can they be cleaned and reused?
You know, that's not something I have much experience in, but I can't understand why not. You would have to make sure that they're cleaned in something like ozonated water or just in 3% peroxide, both of which kill every germ there is.
What about Purex or,
If it's got chlorine in it, I don't know what Purex has got in it, but I suspect it's got chlorine. I wouldn't go there, sir.
Or ammonia.
Nope, I'd be sticking with the peroxide or the ozonated water. Those are perfectly safe, and I can't tell you the others are perfectly
peroxide.
Safe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, now in your ostomans, will that bring your pH up to 7 or 7.4?
It'll bring it closer to that, sir, but it will not bring it all the way to 7.4. Now, if you're trying to go alkaline, your best bet is to follow the research that actually was done for people with kidney failure, and it was found that one teaspoon of baking soda, otherwise known as sodium bicarbonate, put into as much water as the person wants or as little water as the person wants and taken at bedtime, significantly influenced the pH and slowed the progression of the kidney failure. So I'd say that's your...
Yes, I've used that in my number of my kidneys went from 60 to 70, and Dr. Sherman was quite alarmed at that. So evidently that does work very well. But I'm just having the trouble that doctor years ago said, no, 5.4, 5.3 is fine for your pH, and that doesn't exactly jive with the ideas today, I guess.
No, not anymore, and Dr. Sherman knows a whole lot about this. The reason that is so safe, sir, is you probably know that our pancreases, I'm not kidding you, our pancreases make bicarbonate. In the normal process of digestion, particularly for younger people, when the pancreatic enzymes are poured out on the food, they're poured out right along with a whole bunch of bicarbonate. It is normal in the body.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you say the name of the cleaner was or material I was to use for the catheters?
Well, if I were doing it, I would be, well, since you work with Dr. Sherman, check with him too, but I would be using either ozonated water, and that is available for sale, but a lot less expensive and more available is just the routine 3% hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, 3%. Okay. Hydrogen peroxide. Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling.